Blog Talk Radio.
Educational radio show, and this is your host, Claudia Aydad. Today I will be explaining more about science fairs, specifically the ISEF fair, which I mentioned in the earlier show last week. It was also part one, and this is part two of this topic. I did talk about why it is important for parents to encourage their children for science fairs, and why it is important to participate in science fairs. That is what I talked about in the last episode. Today I will be talking mostly about the ISEF fair and how you can participate in there and all the information. And firstly, for more information or questions for New Heights, you can contact us at any time by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or even email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. And call us at 419-786-0247. By the way, to call in any time during the show for questions or to join into the discussion, you can always call at 347-633-9225. Before I get into the show, I have some announcements. The first one is for Dear Homeschool and Charter School Families, the New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its biweekly enrichment day classes starting on Friday, October 11th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. The classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church, and please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. We held a planning meeting on Friday, October 4th, 2013. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning process. So far, we will be offering a culinary class, a Dr. Seuss class, I kind of wish I could be in that one, science class, and are open to more suggestions. The Dr. Seuss class sounds really fun. Students are invited not to only attend, but also participate in instructing some of the classes. And if you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us ASAP at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website and call us if those two are unavailable. The second announcement I would like to make is that because of the high average scores New Heights received during more than a month of preliminary judging, the following entries have become finalists in the 10th annual Stevie Awards for Women in Business. The first one is Pamela Clark, the founder and director. She was nominated. The category was in Female Executive of the Year, Government or Nonprofit, 10 or less employees. Then the status of this group is in the finals. The second nomination is the New Heights Educational Group, which is the category under Organization of the Year, Government or Nonprofit, 10 or less employees. And this is a significant achievement for which New Heights are to be applauded. This means that independent judges agreed that these entries are worthy of international recognition and will ultimately be named gold, silver, or bronze Stevie Award winners. Stevie Award placements will be determined in the final judging that will begin next week. Stevie Award placements will be announced at the 2013 Awards Dinner at the Marriott Marquis Hotel in New York on Friday, November 8th, and will be closely guarded until then. So congratulations to Pamela and the Heights Group for reaching to be the finalists. So to To continue on today, I will explain more about ICF and what it is. So firstly, ICF stands for Intel Science and Engineer Fair, and it is an international fair where students from all over the world can participate in, and students compete, research, and awards are given based on the research and based on their category. So, yeah. It is only for students from 9th grade to 12th grade, and students may work as a group or individually. Although before a student can participate in the international fair, they must participate in a fair that in their state, which is affiliated with ICF. So any fair that might say that we are affiliated with ICF is okay to, and you also participated in that one, you may also participate in ICF. But I think that before you participate in any of them, you do need to fill out some forms that you send to ICF, even if you are just participating in one in a fair affiliated with it. So actually, I will be participating in a science fair here in Washington, and I did my research over the summer at University of Washington, and for me, it was a wonderful experience, and I learned so many things, and the best part was that I was working in a professional lab, which was a pretty big deal for me. And I knew a scientist, and I asked if she could help me, and she said yes. So for I think a science fair, it is important that a student has a mentor. It could be their parent, a close teacher, a family relative, or anyone that they may want to help them and guide them along. I did my research on the pre-cut salads that are in plastic packaging, and I wanted to see how much bacteria forms according to the way a person might store it. So to investigate that question, I bought the bagged spinach and put them in 6 conditions. The first condition was in an open bowl just outside, nothing covering it at room temperature. And the second one was that I also put the spinach in a plastic bowl, but I sprayed water on it and then covered it with plastic wrap, which was also stored at room temperature. And that was to replicate the idea of how most people just buy the salad and wash it and then leave it out on a plate or a bowl. And the third way I stored it was open in the fridge, so just open in the bowl. And the third one was closed in the fridge, which was just in the bag. It never really opened, and I wanted to see how the gases in the bag affected it. And second to last was opened in the fridge. Oh, I think I already mentioned that. And lastly was loose spinach, which was not in packaging, just the normal bought spinach at the grocery market and not packaged. The best result that came out of this was the spinach that was put out in room temperature and was open. And I was surprised, but I think that the reason why that happened was that bacteria likes moist, wet places to grow and expand. The reason why the dry one probably was the best because it was dry and no water was in contact and probably affected the way the growth. Although there was some, but not as much as any other. Furthermore, while researching, I learned that at home to wash the salad, any salad, you should thoroughly wash it with warm water and leave it on paper towel to dry. And the reason why I chose this was because it is a common issue, and many of these people do use processed salads and packaged salads. Also the fact that many got sick this year. I think I read that the last 2 months, it was an article, and I heard that some people got sick. And so I wanted to find out how that may be, how the cause may be, and just wanted to find out more about it. But this doesn't mean that you shouldn't eat the salad or be too paranoid. Just be careful and take precautions. And it is, I do eat pack your salad, but just wash it and be careful. So anyways, back to ICEF. Every year, the location of this event changes, and this year, it will be taking place in Los Angeles. So by the way, for traveling homeschoolers, a number of years ago, Pamela started a program titled the New Heights Educational Group, United States Homeschool Family to Family Program. She will be contacting every homeschool group in the United States with this program's information. This program would benefit homeschool families that want to offer more opportunities or work with programs for our students who need to travel but can't afford all the costs that go with it. And that is a very big issue these days, that many trips do happen around school or even clubs, and the main issue would always be the money, which many people are having difficulties with around this time. And our children are so talented and have so many skills and opportunities that come up to travel to different places, but hotels are really just too expensive. So she would like to start a program where homeschool families join together to offer places for our children and families to stay. Although there are some basic rules for the program, number one is that all families that want to participate in this program need to contact us to get signed up. The second one is that families should be willing to provide a safe and clean place for these families to stay. Third one is families are asked to provide references. We all want families to feel safe and secure. Four is families can choose whether or not they will provide a meal or meals during a family or student's visit. Families all agree to offer shelter for no cost to the families visiting. Six, all families must abide and respectful of the host family's home and rules. Seven, all families must take that advantage of this program. Oh, all families that take advantage of this program is asked to be a host family. However, I understand this may not be possible for some, but no one will be left out. Number eight is that families can elect to talk to the families personally or meet somewhere else before taking them to their home. And nine, host families could choose if they would want to be a guide to these families that visit. Ten, if your child has special needs, that you will need to list this information also. This will help the host family with providing you with any special accommodations that may be needed. For remember, in order to participate in this fair, you must participate. Well, back to the subject, that was if you do qualify to get into ICEF, which would be awesome, and you get to travel and you are a homeschool family, then you may contact Pamela. But remember, in order to participate, you must participate in a fair that is affiliated with it. At first, I was kind of confused because I was going for ICEF, that I would participate in that one, but then I read that you need to participate in a fair before that, and so I was like, okay, then well, how about I find some fair that is going on in where I live? So I did go onto a website and find fairs that are happening in Ohio, which are connected to ICEF. There's one in Cleveland, Ohio, and it is by Dr. Glenn Brown, and it is another one. There's another one in Dayton, which is Miss Mary Leah Arlo. And to check out more affiliated fairs for any state, you can go to http://studentsocietyforscience.org/intel-ICEF. And on the sidebar, click on something that says Fair Network, and then below it, it says Affiliated Fair Guidelines. Then on the right, under Related Links, click Find a Fair, and you can choose what country you are in, and then if you're in the United States, you can click what state you're in, and then it will just give you a list of all of the fairs. And if you do go to the http://student.societyforscience.org/intel-ICEF, you will find every information you need for joining ICEF or to participate in it, and all the forms and all the guidelines for your project. And I highly encourage parents to inspire their children to join and it will be a great experience for them. And at ICEF, not only do they just do science, but they also do many other cool things. And I don't want to spoil anything, but I did spoil it for myself by looking it up. But I will not be available next Friday because I have something to do for school. But I do hope that the following Friday you guys all join me again. And I will be talking about the government shutdown. And it is a very important issue these days. And I hope that you tune in next time. Thank you.